This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, SEIU and the House of Labor. After 20 years, the 2 million member Service Employees International Union, SEIU, issued a press release quoting its new president, April Verrett, saying that after 20 years, the union is rejoining the AFL-CIO. This is news, but is also one of those things where one would nod and say it was just a matter of time. Will this make a difference to the AFL-CIO? Absolutely. The last time I walked through some of the floors of the headquarters in Washington, looking directly towards the White House, there seemed to be more empty offices than those that were filled. Eliminate the per capita dues of 2 million members, and it's something that changes your budget and the trajectory of your work. Other than the budgeting, it probably won't make anything different. From the outside looking in, workers might hope that SEIU's return would with something more than a way of promises and commitments that caused the union to leave in the first place. But that's doubtful. The alternative federation SEIU tried to create, Change to Win, is really no longer and has been restyled over recent years into something more like a research and campaign thing that shows up on the business pages mounting shareholder resolutions, not on the front pages with organizing or action victories. Both organizations have been in sync on political contributions and work for a number of cycles now, so we're as good as merged there. Individual locals may have liked Senator Bernie Sanders, but there was never any institutional question about how SEIU and the AFL-CIO would line up on Democratic policies. Nothing about this homecoming will address the critical desertion of huge numbers of workers to the Republicans. There may be some face-saving posturing about this unification being a way of preparing for Trump 2 or dealing with the aftermath of the 2024 election revelations, but that's window dressing. As much as anything, this return to the fold was about time and a changing of the guard. John Sweeney and Richard Trumka have both passed away, who were the leaders of the AFL-CIO during the separation. Andy Stern, who triggered the split, has long been retired from SEIU. And Mary Kay Henry, his successor, was gradually unraveling the pieces. Will this change the fortunes of organized labor? Not really, and that's the problem for SEIU, both inside and outside of the House of Labor, as well as for the rest of us and the working class. SEIU left when they failed to get commitments on mass organizing and political action from the AFL-CIO, despite the similar commitments that had led John Sweeney to run for the presidency of that organization after leaving and leading SEI's growth. As a federation, the AFL-CIO could claim 30% for organizing, but the rest was herding cats. And many of those old lions in the building and trades were not comfortable with any change and more than able to quell any internal revolution. The real problem is that inside or out, the fortunes of labor were not improving and continued to decline both politically and at the workplace. Change doesn't come just with a reallocation of resources, despite the enormous importance they hold in organizing. There has to be a different organizing model, and there's no willingness or appetite to make that change in order to win by either SEIU or the member unions of the AFL-CIO. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.